Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Wednesday edition. Today's date is Wednesday, the 5th of December, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to have you here for a bit of a rant today. We've had a little lag here between the last file and today, but that does happen. We've been working on some technical issues with the website, trying to get the streaming run. We've got some bandwidth that we purchased and a dedicated server. And now we're trying to get to the software that actually talks from our computer to theirs to get the information out into the internet, which is each one of these little steps is actually a technical question. And being that I don't have the technical know-how to do it myself, I'm having to ask for assistance from people, and that's working, and we're getting it done here. Next thing is get a loop of files that we're going to put up, and then after that, find out how to do it live and direct, and then we'll start doing that. It's baby steps. We're not a financed organization over here, except for what you do to help us. And one of the things we'd like to do here is begin to get some advertising for our new stream. So you might want to consider, if you would, finding ways of getting the word out about the new Ben Friedman network that we're going to put up. We're going to have Ben Friedman and Paul Findlay's interview and Myron Fagan's interviews running in loops on Shoutcast, so people can learn something from historic sources. Of course, two of those sources are from the Jewish community themselves, which is an important element in our fight, because we always believe that the best way to destroy their crime network is to start having people from within the Jewish community actually jump ship on these people, or many of them have never been on their side at all. But to understand the crimes and start speaking out into their own community. And I believe that that is not only happening, but it's happening in a much larger way than anybody realizes. And I think that's probably going to be the way that we end up taking these people down, is that they lose support within their own ranks. But there are criminals that work for them that will never leave their side. And we'll talk about a few of those names. We've talked about them on the French Connection many times, but there is a piece on the site that actually some historic piece, because it's from 2003. We should update this, in fact. Maybe some of you could take it down off the site and digitize it, get it set, and then add the names that you have in your archives to make it a more complete list, and then send it back to us, and we'll put it up. We'll put up the new and improved version. But let's talk about a few of these names here just to blow people's minds away. How about Richard Pearl, Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas Faith, Edward Lutwak, Kissinger, Zalkheim, Edelman, Libby, Standloff, Abrams, Grossman, Haas, Zelnick, Fleischer, Schlesinger, Frum, Bolton, Wormser, Cohen, Sembler, Chertoff, Goldsmith, Goldman, Gildhorn, Gersten, Weinberger, Bodman, Davis, Kurtzner, Sobel, Bernstein, Brinker, Lavin, Weiser, Sembler, Silverstein, Blumfeld, Lefkowitz, Melman, Blakeman, just the tip of the iceberg. That's just within Bush's group, and that's about half of the ones that are there. Half. And they're all in important positions within each organization within the executive branch. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, they are sitting in places within the government that hold the most sway in the organizations they front. They're not the rank and file. If they're in the Defense Department, they're making policy. They're not following. And they're taking their orders from people like Kissinger. Make no mistake about it. This is a Zionist criminality that runs back in history for centuries and centuries and centuries, and brings it right up to today's date. And it's a continuing saga of criminality that is unfolding worldwide, and it is getting exposed. One of the top people in the government of Algeria, a minister within the Algerian government, declared in the press that Nicolas Sarkozy is a puppet for the Jewish lobby in Europe and America. And he pulled no bones about it, and he talked about the people within the French government that are from the Zionist Jewish bent, which it is almost as peppered as the American government is. And they called him an anti-Semite for pointing out the obvious. Of course, this isn't anti-Semitic, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing anti-Semitic about what we can divine from looking at the facts. If these people, now let's do the math here just for a moment. Their population worldwide only represents 1 in 10,000 people is Jewish, if you divide it by the 6.4 billion that live on the planet and the 15 or 16 billion, 16 million of them that are around. 1 in 10,000 is Jewish. 7 out of 10 billionaires. So 70% of the billionaires, but only 1 in 10,000 of the human race is from this group. How about 70% of George Bush's administration? But they're still only 1 in 10,000. How about all of the media? How about all of the TV channels? How about all of the major corporations, all of the banks, all of the central banks, all of the natural resource sectors, the gold, Oppenheimer, and silver, and all of the precious metals? If you take a look at the major companies, there is Jewish control from this Zionist group in each and every one of them. And you have to even get more shocking than that, because half the Jewish community isn't even involved with this, because they're just regular folk, and they've been lied to, and they've been going reading their chronicle, the Jewish chronicle and everything, believing what they read. So they think everything that's going on in the community is exactly what the criminal pundits have been telling them. Many of them are waking up from those lies. So let's even get it down to about 8 million people on earth, and then divide them by the 6.2 billion, and it's 1 in 20,000, 7 out of 10 billionaires. About 40% of the federal judges. Mm-hmm. How about some of this? This will make you sick. Yep. How about politics? How about the America First Party, run by Zionist Jews? Front Page Magazine, National Endowment for Democracy, Heritage Foundation, Center for Study on Compassionate Conservatism, Center for Middle East Peace and Economic Cooperation. Oh, Daniel Abraham. The Carnegie Council on Ethics and International Affairs. Hudson Institute. The Manhattan Institute for Policy Studies. People for the American Way. Center for Libertarian Studies. Yep. How about that? Murray Rothbard. Center for Libertarian Studies. Give me a break. What they've done here with their organizations is they've covered every base. They take the left, the right, and center, and they put their criminals in charge. Anti-Defamation League has control over Southern Poverty Law, which is supposed to be protecting the black community from racism. What it does, in fact, is protect Zionist criminality in the United States, and they are the people behind the Oklahoma City bombing. Let's go down here to another group. Let's do this. How about a World Affairs Council with Bill Gerstein? How about Center for Research and Military Organizations by a guy named David Siegel running that? How about Council on Foreign Relations with Leslie Gelb and Abraham Lowenthal? How about Center for Policy Alternatives with Miles Rappaport? How about Drug Policy Alliance? This is a real laugh. Ethan Nadelman. And they're bringing all the drugs in. And they're just sending them up with their Murano Zionist criminal network in Central and South America. How about mass media? Fairness and Accuracy in Media. Jeff Cohen. The Paul Revere Society by Michael Wiener. Michael Wiener? He's part of the Paul Revere Society? What a crime that is, stealing Paul Revere's name to cover his Zionist crimes. Michael Wiener. That's Michael Savage, ladies and gentlemen. A dirtbag. Association of American Publishers, Jane Friedman. Screen Actors Guild, Melissa Gilbert from Little House on the Prairie. Michael Landon was a Zionist Jew. Yeah, like every one of the actors and actresses and directors in Hollywood. Nothing new that there. American Film Institute, a guy named Furstenberg. Recording Industry of America, Hillary Rosen. Association for Recorded Merchandisers, Pamela Horvitz. Oh, it goes on and on and on. American Civil Liberties Union, Nadine Strohein. How about Judicial Watch, Larry Klayman? Thousands of them. Goes on and on and on and on and on. And this is just North America. And this isn't even an updated list. Get out there and update this list, ladies and gentlemen, and start adding to it. If you want to, even start publishing these people's addresses on the internet so we know who to go and arrest when it comes time. Because their time is coming. It is coming out. We are making headway. They are frightened. And this sack of manure, Alex Jones, is finally having to say on his radio show that the Mossad was behind 9/11. I couldn't believe he said. I figured in the next sentence he would say, it was the Americans really pushing the Mossad around, making them do it. Oh, please. And it's not the CIA that's principal in this. It's the Defense Department that's principal in this. That's where they took their first monopolistic control. Elements within the military structure is what has really been on their side. And, of course, some CIA operatives. And, of course, when Porter Goss took over the CIA, he started firing anybody that didn't agree with the Zionist bent on things. And many of the CIA, longstanding CIA operatives and agents and workers and analysts are balking now. And that's why that assessment that Bush wanted so badly to lie to the world again from Iran wouldn't get changed, because too many people over at the CIA now have rebelled against this, their control. Not enough, though. And where the heck is the military? And where's the rest of the outing of these people? We need to start talking about getting these operative CIA people who are fighting back to tell more truth, tell what they know. Tip the whole ball of wax over, ladies and gentlemen. Say the whole thing. You know? I mean, you know, it's a dangerous game we're playing, and of course, everybody that's doing this kind of work at the level that the French Connection's doing it is under risk, and that's the way it is. However, what are the risks for our future and our family? They're just too huge to not do something here. Too big. You see, the entire conspiracy has been built on deception, and their minions below the 8 million that are running things. You know, and it's not 8 million running it. There are elites running it in the tens of thousands, and then up at the top is only a couple of hundred Zionist Jews. But then they have people who are actually aware of the conspiracy and are actually helping out. They've received benefit of being part of the crime wave. You know, the Mark Cubans of the world and the people that have become billionaires at the hands of this criminal network. Yeah. You know, the Ben Afflecks of the world who was handed a career. Because he's a Zionist Jew. He knows what's going on. So does people like Adam Sandler. And, you know, they know what's going on. These people in Hollywood, you know. It's not a mistake when almost all of the actors and actresses in Hollywood are Jewish. Ladies and gentlemen, they're less than 2% of the population in America, and that's all of the Jewish community. And half of them have no idea what's going on. So they're less than 1% Zionist, but they're almost 70 or 80% of the principal jobs in the acting and in the production and in the financing and in the directors and in the distribution. Look at the low centers, low theaters. Look at the Tisch family running things, the Paley family running things. Disney. In fact, Walt Disney was deemed a good Jew by the Swedish cartoon group that was that investigated him back at the when he was trying to steal ideas from Europe here about, you know, he was a big crook is what he was. He was stealing fairy tale ideas from Europe and then putting them into cartoons and actually slave laboring a lot of cartoon people. And there was a lot of stuff about Disney that was really corrupt. And now, of course, you know, it's run by people like Eisner and the rest. So let's go. Maurice Friedman, American Library Association. So what does that tell you? What is he shipping lists to the country's libraries? Oh, don't put that up. That's anti-Semitic, or it says bad things about the Jewish community. How about telling the truth about the Jewish community, and then it doesn't show up on your shelf because Mr. Friedman here tells you it's a bad book. Don't put that on your shelves. Of course that happens, and of course it happens across the nation. American Federation of Teachers, the second largest teachers union in the country, Sandra Feldman. Service Employees International Union, Andrew L. Stern. Communications Workers of America, Lawrence Cohen. Newspaper Guild, Carol Rothman. Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, Charles Kors and Harvey Silverglatt. American Psychological Association, Robert J. Sternberg. All right. These are the directors, the presidents of, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. They speak for the country. And this is how it has all gone bad for us. Is because all of the NGOs, as they're called, or non-government organizations that flutter around the lawmaking process and work hand-in-hand with the criminals within the governments, the Zionist criminals within the government, go to these people and they push things through anywhere they want to go. This is how policy gets controlled. This is how it's done. But people are waking up. You know, to see a story like the Sarkozy story out of Algeria coming and hitting the mainstream, people who are aware of some of these facts are beginning to understand them more clearly. You know, to have the president, prime minister, 7 years as prime minister of Italy, come out and say that the elements within the CIA and the Mossad did 9/11. And this man was head of Italian intelligence. And then having Alex Jones have to admit that to his audience. And he couldn't even make an apology for the Israelis having done it. Hmm. Yeah, but he'll tell you in his next show, it's not them, it's the New World Order. And why do I keep harping back on this guy? Because he carries a lot of duped American patriots with him that we could use on our truth. The facts are all turning out to be exactly as we told you they were. And people are confirming them from intelligence organizations. I told you that Sarkozy was involved in a Mossad activity, and it comes out on the Le Figaro. And it comes out by government leaders in Algeria. I told you that the Mossad did that 9/11. It wasn't just but you're not going to see that in Loose Change 2, are you? No, because they're all Zionist Jews that put that story together. That's right. So the French Connection's been telling you the truth, And how hard have you, the listener, been working at getting our story to be better heard and better distributed? Have you been posting any of our stuff on any of the forums? I haven't seen anything come up on Wake Up From Your Slumber. I've been posting our stuff on financial websites, the work I did with Muhammad, but I haven't seen anybody else doing that from our listenership. And we're the people out here that are telling the facts as they are. And yet, my listeners of 7, 8,000, 9,000 people, depending on the day, are not doing any of the work for us anymore. I don't know why. This hasn't been one, guys. In fact, we run the risk of having the story told that it's Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld and the New World Order and the Luciferians and not Zionism and criminal Zionist Jews that have done this to us. Not Louis Buckman from the Songwriters Guild. Not Paul Applebaum from the American Psychiatric Association. Or William T. Billy B. from the American Sociological Association. Huh? Or how about James D. Wolfenson, or Greenspan, or Miskell, or Hugh Freiberg, or Nicholas Neubauer from the Chicago Board of Trade? Or how about the New York Board of Trade, Frederick W. Schoenhunt, or Charles Falk? Or the American National Standards Institute, Mark Hurwitz, president. American Corn Growers, Gary Goldberg, who was sentenced to 5 years of probation for getting child porn by the mail. U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, Arthur Levitt, along with Jonathan Katz, Sylvia Glassman, and Harvey Goldschmidt. Why aren't you telling this story for me, with us, and recruiting new listeners to these facts, and going into the archives, and making a fuss about the fact that the French Connection has been telling the story that supposedly is big news out there, that the Italian guy is saying that it's the Mossad that did it? Why isn't it being done? I don't know. But you've all expected me to show up with a new program all the time, but I'm not getting the support I need. I can't even raise enough for the second payment on that damn bandwidth here. You know, we need a jump up in the amount of bandwidth, and we've only paid for a short period here. We haven't got this thing. We got a contract for 2 years because we got a discount, but we didn't pay for the 2 years because we didn't have the money. We didn't have the money to even get the larger package so that we can get more streams here, so that the Ben Friedman Network can have a couple of hundred people listening, and we can still stream out the French Connection's information. I'm doing this for no money, and I'm trying to work my fingers to the bone with other volunteers, and I need you guys to help. It's not money only. It requires help here to get this stuff out there. I can't do it by myself. The National Economic Council with Stephen Friedman. The American Council for Capital Formation, Mark Bloomfeld. Oh, Planned Parenthood, Gloria Felt. The National Abortion Federation, Vicky Saporta. And by the way, if you don't know it, 7 out of 10 abortion doctors are Jewish. Fact, not my musings. National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, Ostro, Lauren Ostro. The Museum of Sex, Daniel Gluck. Yeah. Good. There should be the Association of Kings of Vulgarity. That should be run by somebody Jewish, too, from the Zionist community, but it's not here, huh? All of the big universities. All the presidents are Jewish. All of them. Harvard, Yale, all of them. Tufts. All the good ones. Princeton, Dartmouth, Cornell, University of Pennsylvania, Northwestern, University of California, Stanford, McGill, Caltech, Carnegie Mellon. Yep. So it seems like, you know, I'm just out here flailing away to get people to hear the facts that we're getting every month that passes, more of the facts that we've said for years now are being proven to be true. More and more and more. We sussed this story out a long time ago, guys, and we were called crazy for it. I was called a maniac and a nut and an anti-Semite and a, you know, and the fact is, it's many people that have been helping us are from the Jewish community. We got a $10 gift, a $20 one, a $50 one, from people within the Jewish community who do not want their lives destroyed because of this 7 or 8 million person worldwide minority who is killing the rest of us. Yeah. There's a lot of Jews out there who've married outside of their Jewish faith. They work regular jobs. They're kind and friendly people. I know several of them. When I lived in New York, the wife was a Catholic Italian girl married to a Jewish guy, or vice versa. They working on one guy was assistant manager of a delicatessen. Another guy still a student. You know, another guy was a manager at a YMCA, trying to make a living on that, Jewish fella. I mean, they were part of this. And, you know, if there's only 10,000 or 50,000 or 100,000 of the Jewish community not involved, which is way bigger than that, we've got to protect the innocent in this fight, because we are not going to be the monsters that we're fighting. We can't be that way. I won't be that way. And there is a knee-jerk reaction to want to condemn everybody, and that's what these people would like us to do. That's what the Maynards of the world would like us to do, and the Birdman Bryants of the world would like us to do, to slime and slander everybody and make us look like racist, criminal jerks, you know, dirtbags. Well, that's not who we are. We don't do that. We are better than that. We are bigger than that. We are not after these the Jews of the world who have no part in this. We're after the criminals. No more than we would be after Italians for the things the mafia has done, the La Cosa Nostra, of course. And it's not a similar parallel. It's the same. Same parallel. Same exact circumstances. Except that their crimes go back in history for far longer, and they've had much more devastating an effect on our world. And, you know, this Ron Paul guy saying we need to go back to the gold standard, huge, 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 huge mistake. And he knows that. And it gives me more pause to consider what this guy's really about. And the fact that Alex Jones is supporting him tells you all you need to know about this guy, Paul. You know, he's gonna bring you right to the finish line and then drop you cold as a sack of potatoes. And all of those efforts you've put in and all that time you've spent that you could have been putting the message of the French Connection out is gonna fall flat as a pancake. And instead of waking up the world with the facts, everybody's gonna drop like a stone and you're gonna be John carried. Just like he did. He carried you to the finish line, and then right before you crossed, he dropped you cold. Handed everything over to his dirtbag buddy. It's the same thing Paul's going to do. Yep. And so many fools out there. It amazes me that the depth of ignorance that we have to deal with when we're dealing with these facts. It's frightening. It's scary. And then, of course, the backstabbing going on and the lies that are generated out of this fight. That's why I don't work with anybody anymore. Nobody's out there worth trusting anymore. The facts are worth trusting, ladies and gentlemen. The information that is gleaned and then proven is worth trusting. That's it. Nothing else. Too many crooks and liars and mental illness out there to deal with this stuff. So we have a chance. I honestly believe, for the first time in maybe in written human history, we have a chance to upstage a criminal organization that has enslaved humanity for as long as anybody can go back in history. They've been doing it. And they have lost their handle on the control points of this conspiracy, and it's beginning to spin out of control on them. And what we need to do is to help the spinning continue and to get even more ferocious out there. We need to get this in everybody's head and in everybody's hands. It has to go far and wide, guys. The people that are doing this to us are well known. We've got to start now fighting back against this criminal group and telling everybody that this loose change group is a bunch of pathological liars working for the Zionist criminals. And that Alex Jones, in spite of his criminality, is being forced to tell some of the truth. That tells you all you need to know about our effectiveness. That this guy is being forced to identify Israel as the 9/11 culprit. But the real leaders are not even in Israel. So that's what you got to get your head around, that the real people behind this crime wave that we're living under don't even live in Israel. They're in European capitals. They're in Washington. They're in New York. They're in Chicago. They're in New Orleans. They're in, L.A. They're in Stockholm, Hamburg, Paris, London. This is where the real leadership of this criminal Zionist illness that has befallen us all are. Singapore, Auckland, Sydney. But we're in all those places too at 10,000 times their number. And it's time we showed our power and our numbers. But we need your help. Financially, 10, 20. Send it in. An hour of your time a day on the internet, posting things from the net. If you want to, just take a file right off the site and post it someplace for people to hear. Make a few CDs out. Leave them on the bus. Leave them on your coworker's desk. Or drop some with a little sticker on it saying "powerful information." Listen, and just leave it anonymously places. Ask people what they think of it, and just tell them you found this, and you don't know what to think about it. Boy, it'll fry their head. Give them Ben Friedman. Hoo-hoo! If that doesn't get their hair curled. Oh, I've done this so many times. There's 800 files I've done, guys. 800. Thousands of hours worth of information. Most of it is still good. You can go back in the archives and find incredible stories that we've told from incredible sources. Remarkable histories of truth. So do your part here. Support us and support this message so that we can start streaming the Ben Friedman history and so we can start getting our facts out there that we've been telling you forever. And a list of these criminals. Augment the list. Get their home addresses. Find out where they are every day and start putting it out on the net so people can find out where they got to go to pick these people up in the future when this stuff starts really hotting up and we have to take our country back. Because that's the ultimate goal here, is to take the country back and arrest these criminals and confiscate their holdings and return what they think they own to the public. I don't care if they got a title in their name. It doesn't matter. When you take something by fraudulent means and by criminal means, it's not yours to keep. And we will take it back, every bit of it. We will. But it's not going to be coming anytime soon if you don't help. So please, give your best effort, ladies and gentlemen. Put your best foot forward, and please do the work that we need get done here, because I can't do it alone. I really, really can't. I need your help. So turn to and get some effort done, and we'll continue to do our effort here on this side. But until the next time, hopefully we'll have an interview for you then as well. This is Daryl Bradford Smith telling you take care of your families and please be well. Bye-bye now.
Soutiens nos bras vengeurs, liberté.